mobile website, Google Play, and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, Facebook page, and Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with Hunter Chamber Radio, and obviously better than me giving it to you. Time to go back to the Olympics. We'll be right back.
Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time. Morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Celebration of Villages for the week and the day and the month from BrandyLikes.com. It's August. Let's find out what's going on. American Adventures Month, American Artists Appreciation Month, American Indian Heritage Month, American History Essay Contest Month, Black Business Month, Boomers Make a Difference Month, Bystander Awareness Month, Children's Eye Health and Safety Month, Child Support Awareness Month, Children's Vision Learning Month, Get Ready for Kindergarten, Happiness Happens Month, Motorsports Awareness Month. We'll start all the nationals next month. Exhibitor Appreciation Week, National Bargain Hunting Week, National Psychic Week. You would think that they would know that without having to tell you. International Clown Week, National Minority Donor Awareness Week, Simplify Your Life Week, World Breastfeeding Week, Rock for Life Week starts on the 4th. Satchmo Day starts on the 4th. National Scrabble Week starts tomorrow. And Assistance Dog Week starts on the 7th, along with Exercise with Your Child, Knights of Columbus Family Week, National Farmers Market Week, National Fraud Awareness Week, National Health Center Week, Stop on Red Week, and Elvis Week starts on the 8th. For today, it's National Oyster Day. It's National Underwear Day. It's Graham Pie Day or Homemade Pie Day. It's Tomboy Tools Day, Twins Day, and National International Beer Day. Seems to me that there's a lot of holidays that surround beer. Don't know. So at BrandyLikes.com, celebration observances for the week, month, week, and day. Today is oysters and beer. Not a bad combination. Pick something, get involved. Think of what you say. Maybe next time I'll remember what to do. She looks like heaven. Maybe this is hell. Vitamin C comes from Engine.com. Sally Graziano reports on the 4th that Adele Dunlop, 113 years old, the oldest person in the United States, got a surprise visit on Wednesday from U.S. Representative Leonard Lance and State Assemblyman Eric Peterson. Lance brought along a U.S. flag that was flown over the Capitol, and he and Peterson spoke to a large gathering at Country Arch Care Center, where Dunlop has been living since she was 99. A group named To the Limit was performing for a birthday party gathering at the Lawmakers Arrived, and the room was festive with tables decorated for balloons. Lance accepted a microphone from the performers and spoke of how impressed he was with Dunlop's longevity. "My own father lived to just about 99, Lance said, and he was mere youth compared to Adele Dunlap. He's ordered a flag flown over the U.S. Capitol in Dunlop's honor and presented it to her. Asked if she had any words of wisdom to share, and Dunlop said, quote, everyone is important, unquote. Peterson said he was pleased to acknowledge Dunlop as the oldest person in the U.S., particularly since she's his neighbor. Quote, I live on the other side of that beautiful field over there, he said, pointing out the window of the day room. I am enthralled with her ability to remember. Think of how the world has changed in the matter of just 40 years, he said. He and his staff took up some facts about what life was like when Dunlop was born and read from a list. Teddy Roosevelt was president. Only 14% of households had bathtubs. Only 8% had a telephone. Now, just about everyone, down to a 6-year-old, has a phone. There was 8,000 cars in the U.S. when Dunlop was born and 144 miles of road, Peterson said. I suspect, just as Franklin Township, There are probably 8,000 cars alone. In a lifetime, a lot of can change, Peterson said. It's important you can take what you have left and make a positive change. Dunlop, who will turn 114 in December, told Peterson she stopped counting her age at 104. She's among seven centenarians living at Country Arch, according to the staff. We take pride in serving our patients and residents with the highest quality of nursing and rehabilitative care and respect and dignity, said Camilla Camella, vice president of the business development at that center. Dunlop was born in the Clinton Hill section of Newark on December 12, 1902. Youngest of four children with three older brothers, she taught third grade for 5 years, during which time she met her husband, Earl Lynn Dunlop, with whom she had three children, two boys and a girl. Dunlop lived in Clinton with her son and his wife, Earl and Barbara Dunlop, for 12 years before moving to Country Arch Care Center. Very cool. I keep enjoying hearing about her and about her wisdom and her ideas. So, what do you got to complain about? You got a woman here that's lived for 113 years, and she's seen just about everything that we have seen and more. That is why that is vitamin C for today. It's time for celebrity birthdays. Let's see who's got a birthday for August 5th.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Oh, oh, oh.
Hello, Bless Jackie Almanac has Maddox Jolie Pitt is 15 from World War Z. Actress in Kicking It, Olivia Holt is 19. Shake It Up, Adam Erigoyen is 19. Memoirs of Geisha, Suzuka Ogo is 23. From Pretend, Negan Warner is 25. Ryan McDonald is 32. From 2012, that's the movie. Actress and Last Passenger, Kara Twinton is 33. 47, Ronan Ko Shibasaka is 35. Anna Rawson is 35, professional golfer. The Cabin in the Woods, Jesse Williams is 35. The Chronicles of Narnia, Sophie Winkleman is 36. Species, The Awakening, Marlene Favella is 40. From Punky Brewster, Amy Foster is 41. Coronation Streets, Anthony Cotton is 41. Defiance, Ido Goldberg is 41. From the Stepford Wives, Lori Bagley is 43. Guiding Lights, Ethan Erickson is 43. Guardians of the Galaxy, James Gunn, 46. 48th birthday of Terry Clark, music singer of Girls Lie 2. Single Guy, Jonathan Silverman is 50. Oz and Good Will Hunting, Scott William Winters is 51. Three Holes and a Smoking Gun, James Wilder is 53. The Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, Mark Strong, 53. Tideland, Janet McTeer is 55. Bachelor Party, Tawny Katan is 55. Just One of the Guys, Clayton Roner is 59. The Brady Bunch, Maureen McCormick is 60 today. Singer Samantha Song is 63. Wolf Creek's John Jarrett, 65. The Omen, Holly Palance is 66. McCoy's lead singer, Rick Derringer is 69. One Life to Live, Erica Slezak is 70. Good Times, Jeanette Dubois is 71. WKRP in Cincinnati, Lonnie Anderson is 71 today. Planet of the Apes movies, Natalie Trundy is 76. International Motorsports Hall of Famer, Gordon Johncock is 80. From Asylum, Wanda Wetham is 81. An actor in Nightmare on Elm Street, John Saxon is 81. Those are celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@hunshiver.com and I'll get it on the show to celebrate. Well, that one group, the McCoys, sang Hang On Sloopy. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Huntington News, and I'll be doing the market update in just a minute.
Hang on, Sloopy. Sloopy, hang on.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams Dole.
People ask me, what do you think about Trump? Honestly, I don't care for him much.
That's Colorado House Republican Mike Kaufman launching the first anti-Trump ad in the Republican Party, but does end with an attack on Hillary.
And if Hillary wins, I'll hold her accountable every step of the way. I'm Mike Kaufman, and I approve this message.
If you live in Arizona, swimming or playing in the water in public places may be hazardous to your health.
It's transmitted through the water when somebody is ill with the disease and goes swimming. If somebody else swallows a little bit of water, they can become infected.
Maricopa County Medical Director Dr. Rebecca Sunshine says the county has 19 confirmed cases so far, linked primarily to recreational water facilities. This is USA Radio News.
We all want to live long, healthy lives, and we know that smoking is not a part of making that happen. We all know the dangers, but we also know that it's tough to quit smoking and make it stick. And that's where Nickel Block comes in. It comes in a little bottle, and when you put it on the filter of your cigarette, it blocks the inhalation of tar and nicotine. So you got to check this out. Go to nickelblock.tv and find out more. You can also call 877-835-6060. Now, whether this is your first time quitting or your fifth, Nickel Block is your best chance to stop smoking for good. The taste doesn't change, and neither does your satisfaction. But what does change is your dependence on nicotine. And as you increase the number of Nickel Block drops, you'll gradually decrease your tar and nicotine intake. It's that simple. It's gradual. It's effective. Call 877-835-6060. Stop smoking. Make it for good this time. 877-835-6060 or go to nickelblock.tv.
A woman accused of cutting in line at a Donald Trump rally in Ashburn is under arrest. Tom Roberts has more.
Police say Loudoun County School Board member Joy Maloney, who supports Hillary Clinton for president, would not leave on Tuesday when organizers of the Trump event revoked her ticket. Maloney says she wanted to attend the Republican presidential nominee's event at Briarwoods High School to get a handle on why so many people support Trump. She was charged with trespassing but has been released on $1,000 bond.
Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Kaine spoke yesterday at the National Urban League Conference in Baltimore.
I'm thrilled to be in Baltimore as a Richmonder. I consider Baltimore a neighboring city, always love coming, and the city shows off so well.
In his speech, he said respect goes two ways.
We got to get back to a fundamental principle that everybody in every community benefits when there is respect for the law, but also when everybody is respected by the law.
This is USA Radio News.
The storks are bringing me a baby brother. We can do this together.
All right, let's go.
Storks know how to keep kids safe. Do you?
What?
Oh, my gosh, you don't know.
I know.
You don't. Oh, man, you laugh when you're uncomfortable.
No.
Making sure your child is in the right car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this.
You will rock this.
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool. Very cool. Very cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Richmond, Virginia is on pace for its deadliest year in a decade with 31 homicides in the first half of 2016. Frank Hammond is keeping score.
Later today, Richmond Police Chief Alfred Durham and Mayor Dwight C. Jones will speak about crime and public safety efforts so far this year. The public is invited to attend the 1 p.m. event at police headquarters at 200 West Gray Street. Durham and Jones are expected to present historical data as well as 2016 crime statistics focusing on violent crimes and provide updates on initiatives aimed at curbing gun violence. Frank Hammond in Richmond.
Bronx police are looking for two or three Hispanic men in their late 20s or early 30s. They broke into a home in the Bronx, terrorizing an elderly couple.
It worries me because I've been on this block for too many years, and basically you don't really hear of anything like that. And to hear that that happened, it worries me.
Cops say the trio held the couple at gunpoint, tied their hands, and duct taped their eyes. They demanded cash and got it. The parents of a murdered Democratic National Committee staffer are pleading for information from Washingtonians. Mary Rich is the mother of 27-year-old Seth Rich.
I ask you, please, if you know anything, heard anything, just come forward and talk to the police. It may be important, it may not, but we want to find who killed our son.
This is USA Radio News, and I'm Rod William Stoll.
All right, Rod, it's time for the investment update. Michelle Heide is off, so we're going to do it ourselves here from CNNMoney.com. So yesterday we had the Dow flat, pretty much, 0.02, 295 down. NASDAQ was up 6.51, about 0.13%, and the S&P also flat, about 0.46 was the number of points, 0.02 was the percentage. The key stats, the 10-year yield moved down slightly, oil moved down almost 0.75%, yen was down 0.1%, euro up 0.2%, and gold up about 0.7%, 0.0007%. The gainers, Ball Corp went up 12%, Harman International up 7%, Royal Caribbean Cruises up 6.59%, Parker Hannifin Corp up 4.55%, and WestRock Company up 4.22%. CF Industries was down 12.6%, First Solar down 11%, Henry Schein down 8.9%, MetLife down 8.6%, and TripAdvisor down 8.4%. Over the last 3 months, oil in the green, transportation the lowest level, 1.28%, and consumer durables up 2.45%. The biggest gainers of sectors in the last 3 months, electronic technology up 13%, communications up 11%, commercial services up 10%, technology services up 10%. The commodities, we already did that part of it. So let's go and check out what's going on with the news in the markets, the things that you need to know before the open. The market mood is positive this morning. U.S. futures are rising. Here are the five things to know. The U.S. Labor Department will report how many jobs the nation created in July at 8:30 a.m. The report reflects the health of the labor market and the broader economy and is closely watched by investors. Economists surveyed by CNN Money predict 182,000 jobs were added last month, with unemployment dipping to 4.8% from 4.9%. The U.S. has gained over 1 million jobs so far this year, but the rate of job creation has been slower than in 2015. Many economists believe that as unemployment falls, the wages pick up, job growth will slow. Earnings, it's a slower day in earnings, but the day will end with a bang. Magna and Virgin America are releasing results ahead of the open, and then Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway will post earnings after the market closes. Movers, Priceline, Kraft, Heinz have jumped an extended trading after each company posted better-than-expected earnings on Thursday afternoon. On the flip side, shares in cybersecurity firm FireEye look set to plunge at the open after the company reported it was cutting headcount in order to help the firm regain profitability. And Zynga stock is headed south, and investors reacted poorly to the latest turnaround update from the firm, which is behind online games like Farmville and Words with Friends. Global market overview. Stock investors seem to be in a cheery mood right now. European markets are all rising in early trading, while Asian markets ended the day with gains. One firm bucking the trend and heading south is the Royal Bank of Scotland. The British bank reportedly a 2 billion euro, a 2 billion pound, or 2.6 billion loss in the first 6 months of the year. Shares in the bank have plunged by nearly 40% since the start of 2016, in part due to the concerns about how the UK's Brexit vote could hurt the British banking sector. And we already know about the NASDAQ and everything like that. So let's see how all of that is shaping up the futures as we speak. The S&P is poised to go up 2.75% at this point, 2.75 points, or 0.13%. The NASDAQ, 4.50 points, or 0.09%. And the Dow up 37. Biggest movers right now, pre-market, Kraft up 4%, Activision up 2.9%, Johnson Controls up 1.6%, Quanta Services up 0.98%, and CSX, that's the trucking company, 0.93%. Chesapeake Energy down slightly, 1% or a little bit less. First Energy down about half, a little over half percent or two-thirds of a percent. Kinder Morgan down about two-thirds of a percent. Cognizant Technology down half a percent. And Leucadia National down about a quarter of a percent. World markets, the Nikkei is flat. Hang Seng is up 1.4%. The FTSE is up 1.6%. DAX is up just over 0.15%. Light crude is down slightly. Natural gas down 1.5%. Gold is up just barely. And corn is up about 0.5%. That is the market update. Michelle Heide will rejoin me on the 15th. When she comes back from vacation. All right, so that's the investment update, market update from, and Michelle helps me with that. Along with Joe, Tony, and Michelle do the Something's About Money show at 11 o'clock. Michelle helps me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning 100 and every morning at 8:30. We're going to take another quick break, get Mike on the phone, and chat with him about movies. Hang on, you're listening to Good Morning 100 and HuntChamberRadio.com.
Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls.
It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone.
Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch, the Brady Bunch, the Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hi.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
All right, it's Friday. We're going to talk with Mike. We'll talk about movies. He's on the phone. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, Big C. I'm okay.
Yep. Well, we finally had a break in the weather. It was crazy the last couple of weeks with the rain and the humidity. So it was crazy. The weather was just crazy the last couple of weeks. We finally got to a reasonable...
Yes. The weather is quite tiresome.
Yes. All right, so we do three movies. So what did you go and see at the cinemas this week?
All right, let's begin with Into the Forest. This is rated R, directed by Patricia Rosema. It stars Ellen Page and Evan Rachel Wood.
Mm-hmm.
This is a story of two young women, two sisters, living in an isolated house near the edge of, on the edge of the woods, so to speak. Okay, we're in an isolated in the near future. We have their home, although isolated, is technologically sound and advanced. You know, we have voice activated things and all that sort of stuff. Okay, so we have the two young women, two sisters, and their dad, and they're living there. And a power outage occurs. And soon we realize that this is a power outage of apocalyptic scope.
Okay.
Things start to shut down. Food becomes scarce, fuel, all of that, all right? And then now the girls, and we have these young women who have their own struggles, they're now having to cope with this, and then their father is no longer able to help them. Et cetera, et cetera. And the world is becoming, and now since things are breaking down, we have only rumor to sort of guide them. And how do they cope with what? With starvation, with privation, with violence. And how do they deal with all of this? And this is this unfolds very slowly, but that's a good thing. This is not a gratuitous film or where we just have, some sort of apocalyptic, women versus, zombies sort of bit.
Right.
This is much more realistic, if you will, and much more believable, and this is tense, and it does confront violence, and it does delve into their relationship, and it's well cast, and it's well written, and you should see it.
All right, so you got to help me with this particular part of the setting.
All right,
so
I'll help.
Why do they talk about them being on the edge of the woods, and yet we have we're affected by the world?
Because they are isolated, they're more sort of dependent on the technology, if you will. I mean, that's one of the big points. But the fact is, because then we have to go just for them to go and assess the situation, see what's happening, they've got to travel a bit.
Okay.
Just the whole sense of isolation, and then that plays into later in the story. You know, how do they survive? Because they don't really have... excuse me.
Mm.
They have really no community to sustain them.
Gotcha.
You know, it's a story of isolation.
Gotcha.
And that heightens it. So that's important.
Yeah, I'm just looking into my own soul and saying if it was an apocalyptic nature, I don't know if I would be venturing into this urban area.
Well, well, without giving away too much, they don't. You know, this progresses, as I said. It's okay. Not like we don't go in and the first scene is, oh my goodness, lights out.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
The film is satisfying in that. You know, your sense of, we're not required to give them, to give the film or surrender a suspension of disbelief. You know, you can certainly, you know, the fear is really quite genuine. The relationship of the sisters that is certainly tested, it certainly comes across as very genuine and caring, and that's why the film succeeds.
Cool. Now, Will Smith did something like this, right? The I Am Legend or something like that?
That's much more in the realm of science fiction.
Okay.
Although this has elements, this is certainly, I would say, grounded in an almost naturalistic kind of way. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So no real good comparison. All right. So we got a pretty good one. So this one works, but it's slow. You said so, but that's okay.
No, it unfolds slowly, but that's one of the merits of the film.
Great. Okay, and that one.
It doesn't sort of drub you about the about the head and face, but with its points, it unfolds slowly, and I think that's a good thing about the film.
Cool. Is it? And this is widely played at this point.
This one hasn't gone into. It's playing, but it's not competing with some of the bigger films, if you will. But it's around.
Okay.
And you should remember the title.
All right. And it was Into the Woods? No, it's not Into the Woods.
Into the Forest.
Into the
not
Forest.
Not to be confused with
Into the Woods. Very good. Into the Forest. All right. So we move on to your stream DVD. What's coming up?
All right. This is Miles Ahead. Rated R. It is directed by and stars Don Cheadle.
Okay.
Also has Ewan McGregor. And Emma Yahtzee, Karen Aldi. This is about Miles Davis.
All right.
And it is particularly about Miles Davis in the late 70s when he has not been recording and he is reclusive and he is addicted. He's having problems with drugs and chronic pain and he's having problems with his record label and he's got some stuff recorded and they've got it and he wants it and he's lamenting his relationship with a woman that he loved and how that sort of failed, and he hasn't been playing, he hasn't been working, and no, this is not a cradle-to-grave biography by any means. This is, what is this film? It's spending a bit of time with Miles Davis and at that time in his life, and it's there's a guy, the Hugh McGregor character is a Rolling Stone reporter, and they go on adventures, and some of it's very harrowing. And no, it's not, again, not a linear biography. If you go to the film expecting that, it's not what you're gonna have.
Okay.
But the film is worth seeing because Don Cheadle just does such a remarkable job as Miles Davis. You will, he inhabits this. You say character, but this is, of course, he's something other than a character, but he inhabits it so fully, and you will be taken along with this. They get involved with, Miles Davis' life at the time is anything but rosy.
Yeah.
And we see that, but we also see he begins his reawakening, his love of music, which he hadn't been doing and which had been dormant. And they also have this sort of subplot where they got to steal this music from the record company. And that's a bit of sort of harrowing fun. But, yeah, you should see this one.
All right. And as you're well aware, I have a little interest in the music part of this. So tell me, does Don actually play or they dub that Miles in there somehow?
Most of the action is set in the late 70s, but there are flashbacks.
Mm.
So we see earlier incarnations of Miles Davis, and the playing is you know, the playing is not the main feed, but yeah, the playing is solid, and I don't believe that I don't think Don Cheadle did his own work for this. I'm not quite sure.
Okay, interesting.
It's all right.
It's curious.
How can I put this?
Yep.
That won't detract from the film. You're not going to just feel a tremendous letdown when he picks up the horn and plays.
Okay.
What I'm thinking of is years ago, a little film called The Cotton Club, where Richard Gere played a trumpet player, and he insisted on doing his own playing, and it didn't work out quite so well.
Being
Richard,
polite.
It's okay. It's all right. I'm sure your ego can withstand that. But no, this is not the case here. You will not be suddenly, stopped, and just be, stunned by the playing. No, it certainly flows quite well.
Well, I know it's a curious period. Everybody, who followed Miles for years wanted to understand that part of it and why he dropped out and how he resurged.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and he doesn't, they ask him, and he's the famous, beyond brusque, almost hostile Miles Davis.
Right.
But again, that's one of the pleasures of the film, if you will, is that they don't stint away from that.
Cool.
I mean, it's worth it. It's worth, again, it's rated R, as you would expect. There's an autograph scene alone is worth watching this film for.
Cool. All right. Pick of the week. What do we got?
All right. Well, having seen that film, I was thinking of other films of that sort. In other words, films about jazz or about musicians, and I come inevitably to, Round Midnight from 1986, starring Dexter Gordon. It's rated R. Bertrand Travenet directed it, and it's about an expatriate jazz musician, Dale Turner, living and working in Paris, and he's an alcoholic, and he meets a young fan who helps him and sort of helps him rediscover, a genuine love of music and of life, and it's based on, as we know, Dexter Gordon was a tenor sax player. It's also based on the life of Lester Young. And also Dexter Gordon himself lived in Paris for some years and recorded, among other things, albums like One Flight Up or Our Man in Paris in 1963.
Mm-hmm.
So you should see this one. It's quite a remarkable little film.
Cool. So we got Round Midnight. And we got Into the Forest, and what was the middle one with the Miles? Miles Above, right?
That's Miles Ahead.
Miles Ahead.
Miles Ahead, Into the Forest, and Around Midnight.
Cool. Three good ones. Leaving us off with a great, great weekend. Thank you, Michael. I'm going to touch base with you in 2 weeks because we're off next week. So.
2 weeks it is.
All right, man. Have a great couple of days, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right. See you in a bit.
Yep. Mike of the Movies, good friend of mine, independent film reviewer, giving you three good movies, Into the Forest, Miles Ahead, and Round Midnight, getting into a jazz mood there. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes.
Somebody is ill with the disease and goes swimming, if somebody else swallows a little bit of water, they can become infected.
Maricopa County Medical Director Dr. Rebecca Sonnenschein says the county has 19 confirmed cases so far linked primarily to recreational water facilities. This is USA Radio News.
We all want to live long, healthy lives, and we know that smoking is not a part of making that happen. We all know the dangers, but we also know that it's tough to quit smoking and make it stick. And that's where NicoBlock comes in. It comes in a little bottle, and when you put it on the filter of your cigarette, it blocks the inhalation of tar and nicotine. So you got to check this out. Go to NicoBlock.tv and find out more. You can also call 877-835-6060. Now, whether this is your first time quitting or your fifth, NicoBlock is your best chance to stop smoking for good. The taste doesn't change, and neither does your satisfaction. But what does change is your dependence on nicotine. And as you increase the number of NicoBlock drops, you'll gradually decrease your tar and nicotine intake. It's that simple. It's gradual. It's effective. Call 877-835-6060. Stop smoking. Make it for good this time. NicoBlock drops. You'll gradually decrease your tar and nicotine intake. It's that simple. It's gradual. It's effective. Call 877-835-6060. Stop smoking. Make it for good this time. 877-835-6060 or go to NicoBlock.tv.
A woman accused of cutting in line at a Donald Trump rally in Ashburn is under arrest. Tom Roberts has more.
Police say Loudoun County School Board member Joy Maloney, who supports Hillary Clinton for president, would not leave on Tuesday when organizers of the Trump event revoked her ticket. Maloney says she wanted to attend the Republican presidential nominee's event at Briarwoods High School to get a handle on why so many people support Trump. She was charged with trespassing but has been released on $1,000 bond.
Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Kaine spoke yesterday at the National Urban League Conference in Baltimore.
I'm thrilled to be in Baltimore as a Richmonder. I consider Baltimore a neighboring city, always love coming, and the city shows off so well.
In his speech, he said respect goes two ways.
We got to get back to a fundamental principle that everybody in every community benefits when there is respect for the law, but also when everybody is respected by the law.
This is USA Radio News.
The storks are bringing me a baby brother. We can do this together.
All right, let's go.
Storks know how to keep kids safe. Do you?
What? Oh, my gosh, you don't know.
I know.
You don't. Oh, man, you laugh when you're uncomfortable.
No.
Making sure your child is in the right car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this.
You will rock this.
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat. Cool, cool, cool. Very cool, very cool. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Richmond, Virginia is on pace for its deadliest year in a decade with 31 homicides in the first half of 2016. Frank Hammond is keeping score.
Later today, Richmond Police Chief Alfred Durham and Mayor Dwight C. Jones will speak about crime and public safety efforts so far this year. The public is invited to attend the 1 p.m. event at police headquarters at 200 West Gray Street. Durham and Jones are expected to present historical data as well as 2016 crime statistics focusing on violent crimes and provide updates on initiatives aimed at curbing gun violence. Frank Hammond in Richmond.
Bronx police are looking for two or three Hispanic men in their late 20s or early 30s. They broke into a home in the Bronx, terrorizing an elderly couple.
It worries me because I've been on this block for too many years, and basically you don't really hear of anything like that. And to hear that that happened, it worries me.
Cops say the trio held the couple at gunpoint, tied their hands, and duct taped their eyes. They demanded cash and got it. The parents of a murdered Democratic National Committee staffer are pleading for information from Washingtonians. Mary Rich is the mother of 27-year-old Seth Rich.
I ask you, please, if you know anything, heard anything, just come forward and talk to the police. It may be important, it may not, but we want to find who killed our son.
This is USA Radio News, and I'm Rod William Stoll.
long as they have those bases, they can use their propaganda to suggest that somehow there's still some caliphate being born.
Tonight will be the opening ceremonies for the 2016 Summer Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, and doing the honors for the United States by carrying the flag into the stadium will be five-time Olympian and 22-medal winner Michael Phelps.
This has to be one of the coolest things I've ever done.
USA Radio News.
The storks are bringing me a baby brother! We can do this together!
All right, let's go!
Storks know how to keep kids safe. Do you?
But oh my gosh, you don't know!
I know!
You don't! Oh man, you laugh when you're uncomfortable.
No!
Making sure your child is in the right car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this!
You will rock this!
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat. Cool, very cool, very cool. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
In Alexandria, Virginia, the Metro Transit police officer accused of helping ISIS is expected to be in court next week after making his second appearance yesterday. Former FBI agent Brad Garrett says the arrest of Nicholas Young proves you never know who will be radicalized.
It really shows how radicalization crosses all boundaries. In other words, people in law enforcement, people in the intelligence community, people of everyday walk of life have vulnerabilities.
The FBI reportedly began investigating Young in 2010 when the officer's colleagues became concerned about Young's comments about terrorism. Young will have a bail hearing next Thursday. A driver is facing charges after a car caught fire in Chesterfield County, Virginia. Frank Hammond reports.
Authorities were called to the 3100 block of Tadley Drive around 2:15 a.m. yesterday, where a car driven by Kristen Bond was engulfed in flames. Police say Bond had noticed the car had a small fire and then drove it to the Tadley Drive location, stopping there as it intensified. Bond, who was not injured, is charged with DWI. Frank Hammond in Richmond.
The Labor Department received 269,000 first-time jobless claims last week, up 3,000 from the week prior and a bit more than expected. This is USA Radio News. I'm Rod William Stoll. For more news 24 hours a day, usaradio.com.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet
home. It's time for Home Chamber Radio with him. Today is Friday, DJIF, August 5th, 2016. Weather underground cell is sunny this morning, then becoming partly sunny. Highs in the mid-80s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy and a slight chance of showers after midnight. Lows in the upper 60s, southwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 20%. And for tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly in the afternoon. Patchy fog in the morning. Humid with highs in the upper 80s. West winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 60%. Sunny highs in the mid-80s on Sunday. Sunny highs in the lower 80s on Monday. Mostly sunny highs in the mid-80s on Tuesday. And partly sunny highs in the mid-80s on Wednesday the 10th. Ho hum. That is Good Morning Leonard and the Tum Chamber Radio Weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat.
since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Donald Trump has named Mike Pence as his running mate. He made his choice official a few hours ago on Twitter. Professor of political science at Ashland University, Jason Stevens, thinks it's a smart move.
Not a surprising pick.